can describe a person. Words can also build up an institution, destroy a nation, and destroy an individual. This morning, what I will talk about is the Word of God. What you and I have in our hands are the Bible, the Word of God. These words. What are the purposes for these words? From the passage we just read, there are three reasons why these words are given to us or were given to us. These words were given to us to listen to. First thing, these words were given to us so that we can learn from the word. And then thirdly, these words were given to us so we can live by. So we listen to these words, learn from them, and live by them. See, 2 Timothy was written by Paul when he was approaching the end of his life. And here to remind his protege, he needs to remind his disciple, if you wish, Timothy, the things that he had taught him along the way. He said he should be faithful to sound doctrine, not easily carried away by things that do not matter. Timothy is warned about deceptive teaching, verse 13. Deceptive teaching by who? He says by evil men who will wax stronger and stronger. Evil men wax stronger and stronger. That is, people or teachings that are not of the Lord rise to prominence. They become the sounding board. They become the thing, the main thing. And so, Timothy is being warned against the in-thing kind of teaching that will permeate or that will be available or that he can hear or he can listen to in the course of obeying the scriptures. Today we're not living as, like I used to say, either liberals or conservatives. We have the far right, we have the far left. We're living in an age where people say it's a post-truth era. That means that we've passed the level of truth. We've transcended truth. Our Christian beliefs and testimonies and convictions have been called into question every day around the world. The presuppositions, the systems, the things that have kept us, our faith, have been challenged day and day out. And so Paul reminds Timothy, he said, these words that you have heard, please hold steadfast to them. Hold fast. Don't allow any sweet talk, any stupid theology, any ideology, any worldview to come and take you away or to persuade you to move from them. What are these things that we have learned? Verse 15 says, the things we have known from childhood. I'm sure that some of you who said it here this morning have learned quite a bit from your childhood. The things that you have come to believe in, things that you've heard again, believed in, lived by, and have sustained it over the years. So it says, we should hold fast to those things. Why? Verse 16. To make us wise through faith in Christ. These words are profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction. And so what? Why should these things happen? Verse 17. These words were given so that we can be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. We can all be thoroughly furnished unto good works. I've had a chance to talk to a few of you during this Christmas break, Christmas holiday, if you want to call it. and I've experienced the joy of sharing, the joy of listening, the joy of seeing some of you in pictures through different forums, Facebook or emails or whatever. And it's such a delight for me to be able to connect at least to this level, at this stage in our lives. See, words are very powerful. Life is often very noisy and full of distractions. Life struggles and contradictions fill our lives daily. Hebrews 4:12 says, these words that we have in our hands are quick, are powerful, are sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing even the souls and spirits, joints and marrows, of the thoughts and intents. So the words that we have, these scriptures in our hands, have the power to discern, to break whatever stronghold that is holding us back from the will of God in our lives. Second thing I've learned from this passage is 1 John 1:1, a reference to 1 John 1:1. It says, this was from the beginning, the things that we have heard, we have seen with our eyes. The words are the word of life. I'm going to turn to 1 John 1:1 briefly here. 1 John 1:1 says, in that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at, and our hands have touched, this we proclaim. This we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared, we have seen it, and we can testify to it, and we can proclaim it to the eternal life, which was with the Father and the Son. So in other words, this word that we have in our hands, these words were from the beginning. And we've seen those. We've seen the benefits and we've seen the flaws of our lives compared to what the words prescribed for us. And then James chapter 1 verse 22. James 1 verse 2 says, we should be doers of these words, not just hearers of the word. We should be doers of these words. Doers of the word, not just the hearers. At the end of it, he said, we win. 2 Peter chapter 3. People who doubt these words. What will happen to the people who don't believe these words? I quickly go to Hebrews. The Bible is Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. Verse 12. Hebrews 4:12 says, for the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul, spirit, and joints, and mind. It judges the thoughts and intentions, attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give account. Back to the same thing. These words, the words of the Bible, the words you and I confess every day. And I sometimes wonder where we have gotten to where we are today as Christians. You know, Joshua chapter 1, 9. When Moses brought the children of Israel close to the river Jordan, he couldn't go through. So he called Joshua and instructed him. He said, now you see, I've gotten you guys this far, but I cannot go beyond this with you. Joshua chapter 1, chapter 1, verse 9. I'll read quickly from verse 7, rather. I'll go back to verse 7. Joshua chapter 1, from verse 7. It says, "Be strong and be very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Here the children of Israel are coming across the desert, and here is the River Jordan, and you have to cross it to get to Canaan. And Moses calls Joshua, he says, "Now, listen, these words you heard, please do not forget. I might not get there with you, but do not forget these words." See, God gives us this word. They're not like a curved ball. It's not a deceptive pitch. It's not trying to lead us astray. These words are words of life, like the Bible does say. God is not giving us a trump card. It's not giving us a trump card. These words are true as they were before, and they are also today. So that we work, we be successful, we be prosperous. Who said that Francis will have in verse 9 of Joshua chapter 1? Be strong and take courage. Do not be terrified or discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And then verse 10, the action. Verse 10. What do we do then? Verse 10. "For anyone who enters God's rest also rests on his world. Lost for his own." Are we there? Verse 10. We need to get up, get the supplies. I can get some feedback. But then they saw Joshua on the end of the steps with the people.
Well, I think
talking about